So the saint that we are celebrating today, Saint Andrew, must really want to be my patron, because anytime anyone messes up my name, they always seem to call me Andrew instead of Anthony. It's kind of funny. But that has nothing to do with what I'm going to preach on. So I'm sure that Saint Andrew was a really, really good fisherman. He had accumulated a lifetime of hard-earned experience and raw instinct on the Sea of Galilee, working the shores each and every day. His father was a fisherman himself, and surely he taught Andrew and his brother Peter everything that he knew. Since the day he was born, it was more or less decided for him, Andrew would be a fisherman. He would work the family business. Case closed. Andrew was good at his job. He was productive. He was successful. He was useful to his family and his friends. And yet, if that was all that Andrew happened to be interested in, being productive, being successful, being useful, then he would have had no motivation to respond to Jesus' call from today's gospel. All of that would have been more than enough for him. He wouldn't have had to listen to Jesus if that was enough. But evidently, it wasn't, because the Lord steps right into Andrew's life, right in the middle of the workday, right in the very midst of his productivity, his success, his usefulness. As we read just a few moments ago, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. I never really noticed this before, but like Jesus calls them precisely like as they're physically casting the net. Like they're right in the middle of the work that they were, you know, they woke up so early to go out and do. Peter and Andrew weren't on their lunch break. They weren't standing around idle at the water cooler, griping about their work, looking for a better job. No, they were actively doing their job and doing it well. It was precisely there in the midst of their daily labor, their daily expertise, that Christ proposes a brand new, totally unexpected position for Andrew and his brother, a position they were completely, entirely unqualified for. Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. This invitation came with absolutely no job description. Andrew knew how to catch fish. That was what he was raised to do. But he had no idea how to catch men. I wonder if he even had any idea what Jesus meant when he said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. And yet, as we hear, at once, they left their nets and followed him. Andrew freely dropped his career. He dropped all that made him productive and successful in the eyes of the world in order to follow this amazing person who captured his imagination, who tugged at the deepest roots of his soul, Jesus the Lord. And I know in my life personally, it was really hard to let go of my career as a graphic designer and go off to seminary. Because in many ways, up until that moment, art had completely defined my life. It was what made me productive. It was what made me successful. It was what made me useful to people in my life. And on top of all that, I really enjoyed my work, and I was good at it. Sometimes when someone gives their life away to the Lord, especially in the form of a religious vocation like the priesthood or the religious life or, you know, something like that, being a hermit in the middle of the woods, you know, people kind of, maybe unconsciously, you know, maybe they don't realize they're doing this, but they kind of think that these people did what they did because their old life, their old career just wasn't really working out, that they weren't really that great at what they were doing before. So, okay, maybe this is a new path God wants me to be on. But really, take a visit to a seminary, take a visit to any religious community, and you will quickly find that these places are full of St. Andrews, full of people who were excellent at their former careers. I know people that are doctors, lawyers, artists, musicians. They dropped everything. They left it all to follow after Jesus. They left it all to seek after their truest identity in the Lord. I think it's really easy for us to just assume that if we're good at something, then that must be God's will for us, like automatically. But not so fast. I am sure that I'm not signing up to maybe be a priest because I think I'll be good at it. God forbid. I know I can't do it without his constant help and his grace. And I hope and pray all the time that the gifts that he's given me will be helpful in ministry. But it's not a matter of, like, assessing the probability of success. Mother Teresa famously once said, "We're not called to be successful, we're called to be faithful." Bottom line, I think I've heard a call from the Lord, and I don't know how to work out. Like Andrew, I still don't fully understand what it means to be a fisher of men, but I know the person who called me is faithful, is trustworthy, is good and loving. And that's all that really matters in the end. I think when Andrew decided to drop his nets and follow Christ that day, he could see a glimpse that his life was not defined but by what he could do well, by how productive he would be. Andrew recognized in that moment that the only life worth living is one lived out in relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It's Jesus the Lord who ultimately defined Andrew, and it's Jesus the Lord who defines each one of us. It's not the work that we do.